All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back. Now, before we jump into this podcast, firstly, we are doing the Whoop Instagram takeover right now. So if you
are in Instagram today.
I think if you guys tuned into that, then you probably see that we did some pretty cool stuff, some stuff out of the ordinary, but nonetheless, still a day that we could pull off every now and then. So if we sound a little bit different, it's because we're back at one of the old studios we used to be at, and they've got a new podcasting kit, and they're like, hey, come try it out. It should be pretty cool. So what do you guys think? It's a little bit different. We really like the setup. I personally really like this Podcaster Pro kit by Rode. We've used our kit for a long time. Hasn't let us down at all, except that one time. You took it to Melbourne? Yeah, yes. You took it to Melbourne.
First ever podcast with Brett Fikowski.
You put it in the overhead locker and you can put...
I think it went in the suitcase.
It's too heavy.
Went in the suitcase.
Yeah, it went in the suitcase. And the motherboard snapped.
Yeah.
You snapped the motherboard, but...
And then we had to record out of the sauna for like 2 weeks.
Is that what we did?
Yeah.
As we recording studio. Yeah,
good reverberation. In the sauna. Anyway. Like, not the sauna wasn't on.
No, the
sauna.
But it could have been. Yeah, but it wouldn't have been. But dude, what about Tim Ferriss? He recorded a podcast in the sauna that one time.
That was hot, though.
It was horrific. Mm. You could tell him panicking. He's like...
That was such a bad idea.
It's like, maybe we should take a break.
It's like doing a podcast on a run.
Yeah, it's out of control. But anyway, we digress. So yeah, we're doing the Whoop Instagram takeover. But today's obviously a business show. We just wanted to talk. I mean, we talk about these stories all the time. It's like kind of funny because everyone that owns a gym or anyone that really goes to a group fitness gym, right, with a community, there's always, every gym has like this member, has like these type of members. And today we're going to identify that person and then maybe provide a potential solution if it ever becomes an issue. It's not always an issue. Let's just make that very clear before we jump into this. We might still have some of these members and we love them, but it's when it gets to the point where they're no longer a good fit for the gym. It's like how you deal with that member. But it's how it is. We got people in there already. But obviously before we dive in, guys, we love Whatify. Now, if you're a gym owner, just listen up for a sec. If you're using MyBody, if you're using Zen Planner, if you're using what else is out there, that's shit.
I don't know. I feel like Whatify has squashed most of them. They're still out there. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to go MyBody, Zen Planner, and maybe some of these other startup companies. Yeah. Okay, if you're listening to this and you're in a CrossFit affiliate, if you're not on Whatify, you're making a huge mistake. Now, the reason is because they were born in CrossFit, born and bred in the fires of Fran, right? And that makes a big difference.
The founder invented it between thrusters and pull-ups. He was in the transition. He was looking across, couldn't see what his 100%. Previous score was in Fran on the whiteboard. He said, I need to invent something that signs you into class, gives the business owner all the information they need and tracks your performance.
Yeah. No, but guys, in all seriousness, like you just want a powerful tool that saves you time. I mean, you're just trying to buy back time. And the thing about Whatify is, right, they're accelerating their growth at a crazy pace. Like what they were telling us they were setting up when we were over there, like, hey, we're going to do like websites for our gym owners. We're going to do like gym consulting. We're going to do lead generation. We're going to do all this stuff for them. We're going to take, rather than let's teach you how to do it, which all the consulting companies do, they're going to be done for you. Who wouldn't pay for something that just brings you leads, that just builds your website for you, right? That helps you run your gym better without you having to lift a finger and buys back time. Like programming as well, right? They've identified the thousands of gym owners that they work with. They've identified their problems correctly. And they're like, okay, this is a technology solution to fix it. So we highly recommend you guys jump on board. Like even it's in the early stages right now, it's already going so well. Like why would you invest in a new startup? It's just, you're going to just run into so many problems. And that's why it's so hard to break into this market, right?
Here's the thing as well. It's like gym owners often think, oh, you know, it's like, I don't want to do it because once you make that decision, like there's no going back because no, it's such wrong. A big thing. It's not like-
We changed
like,
four times.
It's not like building a house. The way these companies work is like they do all the transition for you. So if you give them a go, what if I do all the transition for you? It's actually the easiest month you ever had because you have someone doing all the billing and making sure everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out and you want to go back, the previous company with you will do the same thing.
Yeah.
They will migrate you back. It's what the companies are there for. Yeah. So even just giving it a go makes total sense.
Yeah. So they take care of all like the billing information and all that for your customers. So if you're worried about that stuff, they can sort it out for you. Guys, go to whatify.com/MMP and you can get our discount, 20% off the first year. It's a great discount. And you know, you will not regret it. We promise you, you won't regret it. So let's dive into the show. We've got a few concerning stereotypes that exist in the gym. Now, the first one's the easiest one to hit on the head. Everyone's got it. It's like, I guess if you were related to high school, it's like the jock. It's like captain of the football team, like alpha male, leader of the gym. What I mean, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's the bro, right? It's like the dude who comes in And he fucking runs the show. Yeah. Right? Everyone knows when he's here. He makes sure of it. He's like usually the biggest guy, usually the worst at cardio, like often cheating his reps the most, but lifts the most weight. So like, you know, when it comes to the stuff he's good at, he fucking lets you know.
Everybody knows about it.
He'll let you know. Yeah. Right. He'll slam weights down. Right. He'll grunt. He'll scream. He'll post on Instagram. But when it comes to stuff he's not good at, my knee hurts. Yeah, I'm not going to run. My shoulders hurt. So I'm just not going to do
pull-ups. Can I just sub that run for bench press? That's a sweet spot, right?
Yeah. So, look, it's everyone's got that guy, right? And this is how we've dealt with it in the past. First of all, don't sign them up. Because usually, more often than not, they just cause you a lot of headaches. Like this person, pretty much 90% of the time, if you've got women at your gym, you've got children at your gym, if you've got polite, well-mannered people, they don't really like this person. Because it reminds them of the person that bullied them in high school. I got bullied by him in high school. I was just like, hated him.
Yeah.
I don't want him at my gym. The thing is, though, when I do look at that person, I'm like, okay, they're just deeply insecure. Maybe their dad didn't like them, or maybe they never fulfilled the football sporting dreams that they always wanted to. Or maybe they were like me, they were really small at one point, they wanted to get massive and make a lot of noise and have people be scared of them. But look, either way, they're definitely insecure. So I will take the opportunity to try and help that person, to be like, you know, it's, you know, have a chat with them, maybe like call them out on some of their behavior, have a discussion as to like, hey, let's not like throw the bars down. Let's not scream. Let's not grunt and be like, hey, you need to make a little bit more effort to be like a bit more welcoming. Like people are coming in, they're intimidated by you, this and that. And then once you open the door for them, it's up to them to take the step inside the door. So I guess it's kind of, you just sit and wait and just see what kind of move they make from there.
Yeah. I think the mistake that we made in the past is, you know, your time is so valuable as the gym owner. Like it's your time that grows the business. And if your time and attention is getting taken up because this member is like annoying and he's like getting like multiple complaints and you like maybe gave him a warning once, it's like still going, or you just find yourself just talking about, I'm going to say it's a guy because in general it's a guy. You just find yourself talking about the person all the time. You should have sent them a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because like maybe like you could help this person, but you just don't really have time to like help people, you know, get over their insecurities and become a really good functioning member of your gym. If you've given them a warning, just get them out.
Yeah,
there is so many people that could be at your gym, and if anyone is making like your coaches uncomfortable or another member, like we should have got rid of these members quicker rather than maybe like giving them four chances and seeing if they turn around. Like, ain't got time for that.
Yeah, I reckon it's 50-50 with the jock. It's 50-50. You have that conversation, and 50% of the time it goes one way, you get resistance, and 50% of the time, it's like, wow, no one's ever like pulled me up on this stuff, and I didn't realize I was a dick, or I did, and I'm glad I've been called out on it. And they change their behavior. So it can be really good for them or it can not be good at all. Yeah. So it just really depends. That's person number one. Person number two is the, well, for lack of a better term, I would like to call it the beast mode masters athlete. Now, this is someone that typically they were a freak athlete most of their life in some kind of sport. And now the gym is their sport. They're like, okay, I am, usually I'd say they're probably north of 50. And they basically have insane genetics, right? So they, most of them have like been really successful. They're like A-type personality. They've been super successful in their work, in their career. And they're basically retired, right? They have so much money that it doesn't really matter what they do with their day. And so they're like, cool, now I can go beast mode on the gym. There is nothing holding me back. Like my kids are old enough. You know, I'm retired enough to like work crazy hours. Maybe I do a little bit of side hustling here and there, but most of all, I'm just here to like just rip shit up. And they just go hard. They spend, you're surprised at how often they train, and they scare the living daylights out of young people. Mm. Young people are like, how is this old person so jacked? They're swole, they got a six pack. They're doing like, I saw them in the morning and now I'm back here. I see them in the evening. They probably spend an equal amount on gym membership as they do on supplements, knee sleeves, elbow wraps, and chiropractic appointments. They are an absolute savage. Mm. They're an inspiration. Yeah, they're an inspiration to the kids. And it's one of those things where it's like, in a lot of circumstances, if someone was this obsessive, you'd be like, you know, just take it easy. There's other things you can be doing. Or with this person, you're like, okay, you've ticked like a lot of boxes. You had a family, you bought a house, you've like had a mad career. And now it's just like you against the barbell, like all day.
Yeah, it's funny how it plays out. If this person was doing everything the same, but they were like 24, everyone would be like, man, you need to like do something else with your time. You know, like get a job, like don't spend all day here in the gym. And like, it wouldn't be inspirational. It's more like, oh, this guy's like full beast mode, like always here. But somehow when they do it, when they're like 57, it's like pure inspiration. Like you are just incredible. Like you got a six pack because like you said, they've ticked the boxes.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? whatever. Spend your time how you want to spend your time. Like, you've made money, you've already maybe put your kids through private schools or whatever, go for it. So they are an awesome member to have around. They're not a member you can build a gym off because they are like so rare.
So rare.
They're like these unique flowers that come in and just like beat everyone in the workout and generally inspire people to be like, man, I could probably do better. 6-year-olds lapping me. So they're good to have one around.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they are. They're usually also like really good friends with the owners.
Yeah.
Because they're always around, right? Yeah. They're always like, oh, you want to go get coffee? You want to hang out, get food? They're always helping out the owner as well. So usually this, it doesn't really go negative with this person, I would say. They're usually a really good asset to the gym.
And they've got life experience to, you know, if you like change thrusters out of the program, they're like, where are the thrusters? Like, they're a bit more chill because they have a bit more life perspective.
Yeah.
Rather than the person that's that obsessed, but 24.
They're also like, hey, I didn't have to go to work today. So the thrusters you didn't put in, I'm just going to do them after class. Good point. Third person. Hopefully you guys are like, yes, I have this person. Mm. I have this person. Third person that almost every gym has, group fitness gym has, is the like just the super mom, right? It's this mom who's got, you know, somewhere between 1 to 6 kids. She is in ridiculous shape when she, like, if she's been pregnant and had a kid while she's been a member at your gym, it's almost incredible how quickly she returns back to training in the gym. She trains all the way up until the day she's pregnant. She's like, you ask her, like, aren't you due soon? She's like, yeah, the Saba. Yeah, we're going to the Saba. And if her water breaks, she's like, finishes the workout, then she goes to the hospital.
Mops it up, out of there.
Dude, and then she has the kid, and then like 2 days later, she's in. Mm. And she's just an absolute beast. She takes care of herself. You just can't believe the amount of workload she does. She might be, you know, extremely successful in her career as well. And you just have so much admiration for her because I don't know what it's like to raise kids, but I've seen a lot of people raise kids for the first time and they are sleep deprived. Mm. And so she's gone through somewhere between 1 to 6 years of sleep deprivation and she's coming to the gym and she's got a 6-pack, you know, after she's had all these kids and she's just always positive, always in a good mood. It's like always just that shining light in the gym. You can't believe that one woman has just done such an incredible job with her life. And that's the super mom. Love the super mom. Mm. Always and good.
Another great member to have around in the gym. Often one that you can, you know, point to and be like, oh, you know, she's like 54. What?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Yeah.
And people just can't believe it. So they're like a pretty good, you know, example for what's possible in a gym. Obviously not going to be the same thing. Not many are going to end up in this case. But generally, yeah, they are just like an inspiration, particularly when you get, and I haven't been there, but just that like new family, maybe the new dad, the new mom that's like, oh, I can never make it to the gym now. Or right, like, my fitness is done. I'm like 33 and I've had kids. It's awesome to be able to point to the super mom.
Well, here's the thing with super mom though. It does... Now, this, unlike the supermasters athlete, the supermom can go negative. Now, here's the problem with the supermom when we see it go bad and when it's gone bad for us is when they stop making progress. I don't know what it is about the masters athlete. Maybe they're not as hard on themselves when they're not making progress or they don't voice it as much. But when supermom's not getting what she wants out of her training, I don't know, maybe training is like the escape from her crazy life. If it's just not exactly what she wanted that day, it didn't meet her expectations, it wasn't hard enough, you'll know about it. Like she'll be down your throat. She'll be like, okay, where's this movement? Where's that movement? Why do we not have enough volume? This, that. And you gotta be prepared for those conversations. She's a good member, but she needs her fix. Like she needs a hard workout. Mm-hmm. And often I find that you're trying to pull her back. You're trying to be like, okay, you're like super stressed. You've slept like 3 hours. You know, you just dropped the kids everywhere, that sort of thing. You're in incredible shape. But today, like let's not do 6 shots of coffee. Let's do like a cup of water. And let's like chill, let's do some yoga or whatever. And they're quite often like that's not the case with them. Like they're pretty go, go, go. So you've got to try and slow them down and they don't like being slowed down.
Yeah, the supermom's respect for programming is low. Very low. They don't want to know about undulating periodization or any of that. RP is like, yeah, cool. So just 10 and then it's 10 and then just on the other days it's 10.
And then if I feel good, 11. Yeah. Supermom is just like on all the time. Supermom needs to chill. All right. So if you're a supermom, you're listening, just chill for a bit. Mm. All right. Just trust the program. Just chill. Fourth person we've got, I'd like to say, I'd like to raise my hand and be like, I have been this person for a very long time, up until probably the last 2 years, is the gym rat. Mm. So just like any other small rodent, you'll find it in the dark corners, the dark, moist, warm corners of any building, and you'll always see it there. It's always there. And sometimes you're like, man, I'm like doing everything I can. I'm putting poison everywhere. Like I'm laying traps. I'm like sending it pretty clear messages, but it's still there. It's not going anywhere. And that was me. I used to spend, I reckon from Monday to Saturday before we owned the gyms, probably spend like 4 to 5 hours training.
You know it's them because, you know, it'll be like 7 o'clock, and you see them, you're doing class, see them training, you're like, oh man, like, do you hit the six before this? Like, no, I hit the 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean hit the 4? I hit the 4 p.m. Yeah, I've been doing extras for the last like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, dude, it's out of control.
And you're just like, oh, okay, like, what have you been doing? Oh, you know, mostly just upper body.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the reason we started the, that's the reason that gave me an idea for the booster program. Because like, we still have gym rats, right? They love it. And like, that is the one telltale sign of the gym rat is always doing extras, right? Yeah. Always doing some extra stuff. But I don't think they always necessarily, like, for a while, they want to do it themselves. Like, they watch a YouTube video, they watch an Instagram video, they're like, yeah, do this, do that. But then they realize, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm not improving. I'm smashing myself on the air bike, I'm doing all these extra pull-ups, but I still am not improving. And then they come to the coach, they're like, hey, I want to do all these extras, but the coach is kind of like, oh, I just do the main program, I can't really bother to do extras, do you need extras? And, you know, maybe they're at a point where, like, when I was at that point, I had a lot of extra time, and if someone had stopped and given me some really good, proper training that linked in well with the programming, I would have gotten way better, because I was investing like an equal amount of time in my extras as I was in the main program. And I just wish someone had given me something structured, something that was well thought out, something with warm up, something that wasn't too much and it didn't take away from the rest of the program. Because if the gym rat's guilty of anything, it's like doing way too much volume, just rubbish volume.
Well, the reason I think the gym rat ends up all day in the gym is because they're not following like an extras program.
Right.
So they're just like, oh, I'll just do this and a little bit of this. And then like, I'll try some of that. And like, I think that'll be enough, but if I got extra energy, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And sometimes the best thing to do to have a gym rat flourish in your gym is give them some actual extras.
Yeah.
Because actual extras have an endpoint.
Yeah.
You know, they're like this much volume and that's enough because it's an extras program.
And now you can go home.
And I reckon they would get so much more progress. Or if you are a gym rat, you should definitely get on something like that. Because when you make it up, because I've been doing this for a long time, when you make it up yourself, it goes forever.
Yeah.
Because you never know when it ends.
Forever. Forever. Well, that's basically how I wrote Bench Booster. I was writing it. And originally when I wrote it, it was 4 days a week.
Mm.
If you guys don't know, we just released a new training program, which is basically an extras program. We call it Boost. And right now, the first one that we released is the Bench Booster. And I wrote 4 days of training per week. And I thought to myself, okay, I have to give what is the minimum effective dose, not what I did to get, you know, put 30 kilos on my bench press. This is for person who want to improve their bench press for like 5 to 10 kilos and improve their pressing strength and not have it be their entire focus. So I stripped it way back. I was like, okay, what is the stuff I know for sure is the most effective dose? And that's what I put in the program. And so it ended up being like 20 to 30 minute sessions a week, 30 minutes max. If you're like really dawdling or the setup or you're waiting for equipment or stuff like that. But I just knew anyone could throw this into their program. And then between like from first warm-up set to like last working set, max 20, 30 minutes. And that's what I like about it so much. And yeah, I got incredible results and I've been testing on so many people and it just works so well. Like with the clients I've been using it on, it doesn't really interfere. You know, I wrote like in the little thing, I said, okay, you know, here's some things to be cautious of. Here's when to do it on what days. Cause you know, sometimes with extras, it can be confusing. When do I put it in? Do I put it on the same day of that same muscle group? You know, or do I put it on opposite days? And so I go through like all that, some FAQs, explain tempo and that sort of thing. So that is a super useful tool for a gym rat. If you have like gym rats in your gym that want to like improve their bench press, I would just give them this program. Just buy one program. Go, hey guys, here it is. Like go share it. There's the instructional videos, everything. So like you don't have to coach them through it. So like, yeah, I took care of all that for you. And like, yeah, it's super affordable. So that was awesome. That was really good for the gym rat. I should say guys, the mymuscleproject.com/boost if you are interested. BOOST if you're interested in that program. We'll have more in the future. And now the fifth person is, it's an interesting one. I would say not everyone has had this person, but a lot of people have. And this person is the person that wants to start a career in the industry. So they want to be a coach. So it was me as well, right? You get the young guy that's come in, he might start as a gym rat for a long time, maybe not. And they're like super enthusiastic. And now they're like the coach. They're like the unofficial coach. They come in like, oh, you should do it like this. Oh, you should do it like that. They walk up to the coach. Have you thought of this program? Have you seen this guy here? Have you watched this video? Do you follow this guy? And you're like, all right, just chill.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you are interested in this career, like we can help you. But the problem with this person is they just get too carried away with, and now this is basically the problem of 2019 is there's just so much information out there. It's so convincing. There's so much knowledge. But until you apply it, you don't have the proper wisdom, right? You don't have the proper Like, I wouldn't trust someone. And I think I wrote a post about this on Instagram. You know, it's anecdote, it's science, and it's experience. It's, okay, this is what I learned. I applied it on myself. I applied it on my clients. And that equals experience. And that's the result that I got. Because everything sounds good in theory. Like, how easy is it to write macros for someone just through a macro calculator?
It's free.
Yeah, it's so easy. You're like, oh, here are your macros. Like, this would make you lose weight. And then you give it to them and it doesn't work. Okay, so theory doesn't solve everything. So now you're going to need experience, right? So you got to move some things around. Oh, this person works well with higher fat or higher carb or less protein and all that stuff. And that's just the whole process that takes time. And so that is the main issue with that person is they're so enthusiastic. You don't want to like squash their enthusiasm. And that was the same with me. Like, I could tell people, like people could tell I was excited about it, but they also knew it's like, hey, you don't know shit. You know, like just don't give out too much advice because you don't know anything right now.
And what's challenging is explaining to this person, like it's just more of the business side of things. So, you know, they're the one that'll often look at you and be like, oh, but that person in class, like their snatch technique is not perfect. Like their arms are bent. Like, aren't they going to go fix that?
Yeah.
Like, bro, that third pull, like, did you see the third pull? Like,
there's no extension there.
It's got to be in a correction. Like, yeah. Get over there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, like, you know, if I go and correct this person's every movement, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we'll get there. We'll get there. You know, we'll get there slowly. But when you're inexperienced, like you often think that if someone is letting something go, it's because they don't know or they're lazy.
Right.
It's like, oh, that person like just lets people do bad for. He lets people not go to depth. Like it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then over time, you can hopefully try to explain this person, hey, when you work with a lot of clients and they got busy lives, they're in a group class, like you got to work with what you got.
Yeah. Yeah. And that same person, when they do become a coach, their first 10 to 20 clients are so overwhelmed with the amount of information they receive in 60 minutes that essentially paralyzes them. And that was the mistake. It's like, hey, I have all the cues. I have all the nutrition
shoulders
info.
Back, shoulders down, know, shoulders up, shoulders forward.
I know everything about glycolysis, like the carbohydrate pathway. I'm going to tell this person right
Lats
now.
Lats on, teres minor off. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, flare the left nostril.
Yeah,
it's now just, lift. It's just, ruined it, start again.
It's stupid, right? And this person is thinking to themselves, I just want to exercise. Yeah. I just want to be healthy. And it's not till you realize that all the information you've been throwing at them doesn't make them change. Like you don't get the change that you want. And you might get a change every now and then, but that person is obviously just like similar to you. It's a totally different ballgame. Coaching is psychology, right? Mm. It's convincing someone to change one behavior at a time. And everyone wants to, you know, cross the finish line with all the behaviors in day one, in session one. But it's like, what is the minimum, like what is the one behavior that's going to be the most important behavior right now that you can change? And even if it takes 6 months to change that one behavior, because you know, when they do change it, it's going to have a cascading effect on the rest of their life. It's almost like that first habit outside of working out, because obviously they start coming to the gym, they start paying, then that's like the first habit, right? They start training now. The first major habit you change outside of the gym, I feel like is always the hardest, because once you change that habit, if it does have a significant effect, if you've identified correctly the most important thing that could affect their mood, their energy, their vitality, then they're more likely to change the next one faster, I find. Like for an example, even just with myself, one of the big things, and you convinced me of this, was to drink more water. And it wasn't till I started drinking more water and I started feeling incredible, I changed like four or five other things after that. But it took me so long until I listened to you to drink more water. I always knew to drink more water. Yeah. And then I started doing it. You know, I've had better mobility. I wasn't as tired through that. That was probably the biggest one. It's like, yeah. I didn't
energy
have
energy in the afternoon. Dude, crazy.
I didn't have it energy dips. It's like, yeah, it's so weird. If you're listening to this now, if you just drink more water throughout the day, if you stay hydrated, you don't get that afternoon slump as much.
It's got to be the best supplement for entrepreneurs. No, it honestly has crazy. To be. I really think entrepreneurs particularly get dehydrated because they often still exercise, right? Because we're go-getters.
Yeah.
But because you're not thinking about your training all day, you're not like carrying around the 3-liter bottle anymore. Yeah. Right? It's like too embarrassing to walk into a meeting with that.
Yeah.
So with you end up dehydrated. Also, you drink coffee and just end up dehydrated in the afternoons, and it is an energy killer.
You know, apparently they've done some more research on coffee now. It's not actually as dehydrating as they once thought.
Yeah. What I've heard is that it's neutral.
Right.
It doesn't hydrate you.
Right.
It doesn't dehydrate you.
Yeah. They've always said it was a diuretic and dehydrates you. It's not true. Yeah, it's not true. It just overstimulates you. I guess though, if with the overstimulation, it might make you like sweat a bit more and bring your knee up, which could dehydrate you faster. But I think actual coffee or caffeine itself, there's no physiological pathway in the body that it like pulls water
the
out.
The trap that I'll fall into sometimes is like, I am thirsty and I'll drink coffee.
Right.
And I'm not hydrating myself, but I'm sitting there just sculling
and now
black
like,
liquid.
Yeah. Beautiful black
gold. Actually getting hydrated. But I agree. I had a client recently and I just like, first thing, I'm like, drink water. And then all of a sudden they saw that difference. They're like, okay, what else you got for me, bro? Yeah. That was crazy. I'm like, unfortunately, actually nothing quite as good as that again.
You got the best thing, bro.
But like, that was my best card I pulled for you.
Yeah.
But it can be a really powerful one to get with clients.
That's a big difference. And that's it. Those are the top five, really. I mean, everyone's got someone unique that they want to speak to. What do you guys think of the new mic setup? Because if it's good, if you think we sound better than we normally do, that's a worthy investment for us. And we'll go do it. It's not a cheap investment. But it's definitely a worthy one.
One last thing before we finish. What do you think the best way is to get rid of the member? Like, is it email?
Wait, which one?
Voicemail. Say you want to ask one of them to leave.
Oh, like any of them.
Yes.
Which method do you employ?
Yeah, like what method? You know, could be any of these people could become a bad fit for your gym. Do you just like shoot them a text or you just like lock the doors?
Yeah. Well, like I think that everyone knows what the right answer is, right? Everyone knows that in person, like human-to-human connection, conversation, it's the real key.
Yeah.
And if you avoid that, then, I mean, I guess I could call you a pussy, but you know what's right. You know it's the best way to communicate with this person. However, sometimes they don't want to come in. Yeah. They know what conversation is coming, right? Maybe there was a particular instance, and it's happened at our gym, where they mess up, and they're like, man, I'm going to be in trouble for this. Like, they're probably going to want to get rid of me out of the gym, right? So, it's unfortunate when those situations happen, but in person, right? Man to man, face to face, or man to woman to woman, whatever it is, right? Having that conversation, looking them in the eyes. And here's what you don't realize until you have that conversation is anything that you have a lot of resistance to and you're scared of doing, when you come out the other side of that, you evolve as a person. Like you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you take a step to a new level, right? That you didn't even realize. And you build that confidence in yourself. Like, man, that was like one of the hardest conversations I've had in my life. But I stepped up and I manned up or whatever you want to call it. And I made a big difference. And that doesn't happen when you text someone. When you text someone, it's kind of like shouting.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, dude. It's like shouting from behind a steel wall, like in a lockbox, you know, at the bottom of the ocean. You know, it's safe, right? It's safe. It's secure. They can't reach you. So, if you put yourself in a vulnerable situation, if you man up, you have the hard conversation, you will evolve and it's worth it. It's always worth it to have it in person. Second situation is you can call, obviously a phone call. But really, honestly, if I can't have a face-to-face or a phone call, I'll just wait.
Yeah, you gotta wait 100%.
Can't send them an email or a text.
No. Those are the two options. And I think sometimes the follow-up with an email can be really good because things get really lost in communication.
Right. They're nervous, they're upset,
add-on to a good sit-down or a phone call.
You're right.
Like, hey, I'm going to send an email and just get it in writing.
Right.
Because sometimes you just like doesn't come across, or often you're like a little bit too soft when you say it in person.
Right.
And you're like, oh, so maybe you should have some potentially time off, I don't know, maybe this gym or another gym.
Yeah.
And you're like, so what I meant to say was like, have some time off this gym.
Yeah.
But what I think you'll find is if you have one of these members and they're like a little bit annoying to you, when you just get the courage to say, hey, pop the membership on hold for 3 weeks. I reckon it's awesome if you just go like maybe relax or try another couple gyms, see if it's better for you. And then we'll talk again in 3 weeks. It's not that hard to have that conversation. What happens is good members come out of the woodwork and are like, hey, thank you so much for getting rid of that member.
It's
great. And you had no idea they felt like that. But if you feel like that, guarantee they feel like that. And your good members will thank you and they will stay longer and you will make the money back the day you send that member away.
100%. I think that's a beautiful point. You touched it so well there. And that's a perfect place to live it. Guys, at the start of the show, we talked about the only software that you need to be using to run your gym, Wattify. Wattify.com/MMP. If you have a CrossFit affiliate, if you are in Mindbody and Zen Planet, make the switch today. We're not on a campaign to destroy those companies. They make plenty of money. They're fine. We're on a campaign to make your life easier, to buy you back time, to be with a company that's investing in gym owners to improve their gym and buy their time back, which is what they're doing with the sites, with Jason Kalipa's programming, with all this stuff. So very excited about what they have coming up for you. Wattify.com/MMP. Guys, let us know what you thought of the new mics, the new setup, and we'll speak to you next week. Thanks, guys.